Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Ayudale Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzek.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzek. Thanks for joining us on His Ability today. I'm excited to introduce to you our pastor from New Song Community Church. Hi, Pastor Brent.
Hi.
We have, first of all, I just want to introduce to you, to my audience, who you are, and that you have a program on daily.
Yes.
So your church is in Commerce Township?
Yes, Commerce Township, and we're on WRDT, which is kind of the sister station of WMEZ, 560 AM. It's 10:30 and 3:30 Monday through Friday, and the program's called Naturally Supernatural.
Right, and when we found you, we were like,
Robin got us connected. Robin Sullivan
got us connected, and we've been combining our powers ever since. The powers of His Ability along with Supernatural.
Yes.
And we went, you know, we found, I'm like, Robin, thank you. Because, you know, as you've been listening to our program,
yes,
and actually having our program,
that's
on your
right
program, we were just so tickled. You know, we just kind of cross over each other's subjects, and it's like whatever you talk about is what I talk about too.
Sure,
so,
sure.
Well, Pastor Brent, we just want to talk about the subject that brought us to your church, which was contending for our healing.
Yes.
And you have much to share on that subject, so I'll just want to you know, I know you guys are in a similar situation to me. You are preaching and teaching the subject of healing.
Yes.
Yet you're waiting on one too.
Yes, yes. And we see lots of breakthrough too.
Right, just like me, and I talk about that.
Yeah, so we see healing constantly in our church. I mean, as you know now, since you've been with us. And we rejoice in every single thing that God is doing.
And you know you're on the right track.
Yeah, and I think one of the things I like to focus on in this whole area of contending is sometimes what happens when people, when they don't see their healing right away, is they start to think, well, maybe God doesn't want me to be healed. Or maybe, and I'm sure these are some subjects you've covered before.
That's okay.
Or maybe that, you know, God's trying to teach me something through this, you know, because we're always trying to reason in our mind or reason in our heart. Like Jesus said, why do you reason in your heart? Mm-hmm. And that keeps people from really, I believe, receiving all that God has for them. And so
keeps them in agreement with the problem.
Exactly.
We want to get in disagreement with our whatever it is that's inflicting us.
Exactly. So that is the thing that I like to encourage people right away. And I think I'm probably just reaffirming things you've already said.
And that's what we want to hear.
But it's just understanding that we really believe that God wants everyone well. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I think I will touch on a little bit, which maybe you haven't done a lot on the program yet, is the whole meaning of the word sozo, which is translated salvation in the scriptures.
Mm-hmm. S-O-Z-O.
S-O-Z-O. Salvation. That is the word that is used for, you know, it's got everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Mm-hmm. And that word is the word sozo. Mm-hmm. Now, what a lot of people don't understand is that was actually the translators made a choice when they translated that to translate it salvation. And a lot of this comes out of the Protestant Reformation and what happened at that time in that season and how they translated the scriptures. And salvation truly is one of the meanings of sozo. Mm-hmm. But just as it is with translating from one language to another, you don't always catch the full meaning of that particular word. Mm-hmm. Sozo also means God saves, God heals, and God delivers.
It's a benefits package. That's what
right.
I call it.
So it's the whole package.
Right.
And once people begin to understand that is what God wants and look at the scriptures again and say, wait a minute, everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved, healed, and delivered.
Amen.
Or it's God's will that everyone would be saved, healed, and delivered. And then all of a sudden it puts a whole different light on things.
Right.
And a lot of what's happening in the church today is there's a transformation in the church from the gospel of salvation to the gospel of the kingdom. And the gospel of salvation is more of a, I like to call it fire insurance, where, you know, it gets you out of hell
and into heaven.
But the reason why this relates to contending for our healing is because once people realize that that's what God really wants for them, then, as you, I'm sure, personally know, all kinds of things change. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just like a domino effect.
Right.
And then all of a sudden you look at things totally differently.
Exactly.
And so we've seen that happen. You know, we've seen the instant miraculous things, but we've also seen the gradual things that'll happen. Mm-hmm. And we've seen both. And you know, and as I've shared in my own program, you know, my own daughter was diagnosed with cerebral palsy last year. And so once we found out what she had, we immediately just started going after it as far as just releasing healing over her. And so she has seen very steady progress, and the doctors are quite pleased with the progress. Mm-hmm. But we believe that God wants her completely well.
Right.
And so we just continue to go after that. And of course, she's very young. She's not even quite 3 years old yet, so she doesn't fully understand all these things. But contending for the healing really has to do with, I'm not going to give up until it's done. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of where we're at with it. And not giving up, you know, not giving in to this world's way of thinking or what the enemy would plan in our minds of saying, well, maybe God really doesn't want you well, or maybe it's your fault, or, you know, maybe it's because there's sin in your life. I mean, these are the common things that people deal with.
Right. Anything to keep you passive so that you're not fighting.
Right.
And the more that the enemy can get you to accept and find reason to agree with this disability or whatever it is that's inflicting you, the you know, he's winning.
Right, right. So the other aspect I think has been very helpful is the whole concept of worship. This has been a transformational thing for us in that as we focus on him, and the scriptures are very clear, fix your eyes on Jesus, you know, the author and the finisher of your faith. Have just worshiping him, giving thanks to him, having that atmosphere of thanksgiving and praise is a very natural atmosphere for healing to occur. Mm. And so we've seen people healed just without anyone laying hands on them. They've just been healed as we're worshiping.
Right.
I mean, or sometimes as we share the testimony, someone's healed. I remember one night on a Wednesday night, we had someone who was having, I believe it was pain in his leg, and I was sharing a testimony of someone who had been healed earlier that day when I was releasing healing. And as I shared the testimony, he said, oh my goodness, the Lord just healed my leg. And so it was as he heard the testimony, he was healed.
By the word of our testimony?
Yeah, we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. It's just, you know, it's all good and it's all God. And just rejoicing in his goodness is a big deal.
I like to think that even like a computer or a TV that's broken, every time you bring one to the repair shop, they don't fix it the same way. There's something wrong with this one. Well, let's see, we tried plugging it in. We tried, you know, what was wrong with the last one isn't what's wrong with this one. So it's not a matter of, well, I guess this one can't be fixed. You know, it's, you know, what's wrong with it.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that because it is true. It's different. Different things for different people.
Right.
And
whatever caused you to come into agreement with it has got to be reversed.
And so we really try not to have a cookie cutter approach to it.
Exactly.
And realizing that we're all created individually in different ways, and it's going to be different things for us to experience in our own lives in healing and how that comes to us.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, in contending for healing, the big thing I think is don't give up, and realize that God's on your side,
right?
And wherever you're at, and not to get live in agreement with that particular sickness or disease,
right? Yeah. So, we came in to find you in the middle of a series on healing, and contending for healing was one of those, and that was a word that confirmed, you know, what we've been doing all along, which we've just been calling it fighting for our healing. I'm pursuing my healing now.
Right.
Whereas
before
I was passively waiting for God to do something.
Right.
And when is he going to get around to it? You know, did you forget about me, God? And now it's not a blame thing. It's not a what's wrong with me that I'm not being healed. It's reversing our unbelief on the things that we've been taught. And lining our thinking up with the Word of God, I think. So there's there's did you have any other testimonies of things that have been happening or anything else that?
Well, I mean, I can tell you testimonies. I could fill up your program with testimonies. But the other thing that really came to me was there is the contending aspect, but sometimes part of that contending is living in that rest, which I know we've talked about.
Okay, yeah,
before.
That's another one. That's the one that's kind of hard for me.
Right.
I think laboring to rest. You know?
I know. It is hard. It's hard to comprehend, mm-hmm. but I think part of it is what we call a soaking prayer. I've talked about it on our program.
Okay.
And it's something we practice regularly, which really has been all throughout history has been done. It's had different names. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they've called it tarrying, or scriptures say waiting on the Lord. And it's really believing that the Father is speaking to us all the time if we're willing to listen.
Amen. That's true.
And so, and a lot of times the keys to our healing and breakthrough come in those soaking times. So I have a lot of, something I do pretty much every day. And so I find the Holy Spirit reveals, or whether it's through a dream, a vision, or some just thought that comes in. It's like, oh my God. Why didn't I ever think of that?
We were too busy in our minds.
Right. We were so focused on our agenda
right.
that we had not really set aside our agenda to hear what the Father was saying.
Okay.
And so that is also, I believe, helpful in seeing seeing breakthrough is just being in that place of resting in His presence and knowing that He wants to do good things for us.
Yeah. One thing that I learned was that where I used to be passive with the injury and that I have, I'm technically quadriplegic, spinal cord injury, and you slowly become where you've accepted it, which is what we shouldn't. It's a mistake,
right?
And then I was and then I was more aggressive with prayer toward God. And really what we have to do is fight and resist the enemy, which is the injury or the infliction, and be passive with God, letting Him talk to us.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
I know. Sometimes it's hard to figure out that balance.
Yep.
And part of it is, I think, is just rejoicing in every good thing that He does, and it begins to carry us to higher levels.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, that's, yeah. It's great that we're on the same team, and we've got I've got a whole bunch of testimonies I'm waiting to hear from your church.
Yeah.
And I'm ready for the next one, and we just wanted to introduce you to our audience. Again, this is Pastor Brent Hansen from New Song Community Church in Commerce Township, and you can hear him and listen to his archived programs on what's your website?
Oh, the website is ns4us, or newsongcommunitychurch.com. Either one takes you to the same place.
Great. Well, thanks for joining us today, Pastor Brent. We're looking forward to more breakthroughs, both
yes,
of us.
Absolutely.
We? And you can hear this program again on hisability.com. Thanks for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.